Hey folks, well, the historic snowstorm that the National Weather Service had warned about last week has now descended across the northern Rockies up into the Canadian prairies. And they were right, it was historic. It broke a number of records, mostly the all-time September snowfall records for much of Montana over in Missoula, as well as in Great Falls, going back all the way to the 30s, where these records were just falling left and right. Now, this was also the case up in Canada. But stepping back, the storm brought heavy, wet snow with accumulation amounts up to 3 to 4 feet in some locations. There were also very high winds that reportedly downed trees, knocked down power lines, and caused all sorts of problems. Quote, I've never seen a storm like this, period. Much less. Never in September. And in the wake of the storm, unseasonably cold conditions will delay snowmelt in some areas and bring the end of the growing season for some agricultural producers. You don't say. The hard freeze could bring additional agricultural impacts to farmers. We were already dealing with snow-covered fields, not to mention the worst planting dates ever. And yeah, I just want to highlight that, again, unseasonably cold conditions are causing even further problems. As I said, records were broken up into Canada. Here's a quick look at that.
As I think everyone across the country watched the snow pile up across Alberta and Saskatchewan, the big question now is, when will the snow come to an end? I think that's what most people in the prairies are probably wondering. After a full weekend full of snow across southern Alberta and Saskatchewan, we're still going to be looking at cold temperatures as well. How long will the cold last? This is another question. Well, highlighted here in the yellow, these are our normal daytime highs for this time of year. And as you can see, temperatures throughout the remainder of the work week into the weekend looking to remain well below seasonal.
Yes, well below seasonal, which means indeed unseasonably cold conditions. We're hearing the same messaging. And what that means is that there are people out there right now who are seeing this and who are asking themselves, how can I possibly reconcile, you know, what's going on here? How can I reconcile what I'm seeing with the 7 feet of snow, what I'm feeling with the cold temperatures, what I'm enduring with my crops all dying? How does this possibly make sense, what I'm experiencing, given what I'm being told, which is that global warming and we have 10 years to live? And this cognitive dissonance is the opportunity for you and for me to go have productive conversations about the fact that global warming is a hoax, it always has been, and that the reality is that the sun has entered historically low levels of solar activity. It's at, by NASA's own admission, an echo of the Dalton minimum, during which there were tons of crop failures and people starved to death. And that this is a cycle, that this happens time and time again. And each time it happens, there are certain symptoms that we endure on the planet. Huge hits to agriculture, but also seismic and volcanic activity, precipitative extremes, meaning droughts and floods, increased hailstorms. All of these things are the signs of low solar activity, and that's where we are now, folks. And that's why we had the flooding, the huge rain at the beginning of the spring that created this, the worst planting season on record by the USDA's own data. That's why it's been such a wet fall lately that even, you know, here's a headline, heavy rains hamper fall harvest and planting across Wisconsin. There's a tractor trying to harvest, but stuck in the mud now in a soggy field. Quote, it is possible that there will be fewer acres of winter wheat planted this year simply because the ground will be too wet. Hopefully, the weather will turn around so that this crop will be put in. Well, this was a week ago, and obviously we've had a blizzard since then, so it's not going to happen. We're having the growing season is shrinking on both sides. We had worse planting in the spring, we're having a terrible planting right now, and that's why the USDA is just issuing their new guidance down about global wheat production. I mean, folks, the news has no end. We have 0% corn harvested across a majority of the country because the corn isn't mature in much of the country right now, given that worst planting ever. But even further south, the rice is having a terrible year. Farmers and mills bracing as this year's rice harvest could be, quote, the worst in memory. A perfect storm of bad luck from that frequent rains during the spring to then Hurricane Barry. Quote, this is probably one of the most difficult seasons growers have faced in years. Yields are now probably down 20 to 30%. In Canada, 1,000 hail claims in the prairies just in September. In the core of the storm path, crops are completely destroyed. We are hoping for sunshine, warm temperatures, and wind to help farmers harvest crops. Well, now we've had a blizzard, so that didn't happen. We saw a similar story out of the UK. Wheat harvest grinds to a halt in a crushing blow for biscuit lovers after rainfall. So this article is a bit more tongue-in-cheek about the fact that our food system is in jeopardy right now. Biscuit lovers will be crushed to learn that their tea time treats are at risk after heavy rainfall left wheat farmers unable to harvest their wheat. Yeah, it's going to affect more than just your tea biscuits. Farmers are frustrated and angry at the negative effects on the quality of their wheat, not to mention the fact that they're unable to gather it using their harvesters because the ground is too soggy. The rain, quote, has brought the harvest to a shuddering halt for the past 10 days. The situation is the opposite in South America right now. It's just amazing, and this merits a video of its own, but briefly I'll mention that Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Chile are all in dire straits right now. Areas that produce corn, beans, and wheat, and in fact that recently exported a lot to China when they were looking to get it from anywhere other than the US, are being struck by, again, just like last year, by huge areas of drought. There's some corn production going on here, but still here, a lot of farming and ranching is completely offline, and these farmers' livelihood is being lost. Argentina, the picture, not much better. We're seeing in Chile, it's being called the worst drought in 50 years. And these images are unfortunately, much like the ones that came out of Australia last year during the drought that wiped $10 billion off of their agricultural production year over year. And so, yes, in Argentina, we're expecting the lack of rain and, again, the late frosts to destroy wheat crops. Between 20 and 40% of the grains will not be harvested this year. This is a lot like what we saw from Australia, where is this national winter crop losing yield potential due to the frost and the heat, where they cut it up to 10%, over 10%. And then in Mexico, the drought there caused them to drop their sugarcane output by 50%. So it's easy to see why the USDA calls for global output to be dropping, and why I'm saying we should all be growing our own food immediately. Folks, we need to be taking steps today to start growing our own food and building resilient communities around ourselves and our families that appreciate the need to do that, that share the love for abundance and growing a new way forward. Because the existing systems that are systems of enslavement anyway are actively failing. And the task before us now is to build new ones. So let's go do that. Let's go build a better future and build great things. Thanks for watching and spreading the word.